Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As you may have noticed, today we gather in church with an overabundance of holidays. Both Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day are being celebrated on the exact same day. I find myself thinking about the children's game, Rock, Paper, Scissors. Do you remember that game? It's a finger game for two people, where rock crushes scissors, scissors cut paper, and paper covers rock. And when two people play it, they hide their hands behind their backs and they pick a symbol, and then they bring them forward very fast in front of their chest. And someone has one symbol and someone has another symbol, and someone will win and someone will lose. And then the game starts all over again. Today feels like a Christian holiday rock, paper, scissors. Is Valentine's Day more important than Ash Wednesday? Does Ash Wednesday cover over Valentine's Day? It's such an odd conflation of events. A day devoted to the power of love, and a day which recognizes the power of human sin and human death, are unfolding at exactly the same time. So it's a little hard to know where to look or what to do. For instance, if you're giving up chocolate for Lent, do you get to eat chocolate because it's Valentine's Day? Or are you supposed to abstain from eating chocolate because Lent has officially begun? And the same thing goes for wine or sweets or anything else we tend to get as gifts on Valentine's Day and tend to give up for Lent. It's a bit confusing and a bit silly, a bit of a muddle, a little awkward. As secular Americans celebrate Valentine's Day with abandon, we Christians are walking around, or soon to be walking around, with ashes on our forehead. Even if some of us will also have red heart-shaped boxes and red roses to go with that. I want to invite us to step back just a bit and look at Valentine's Day itself. And when we look at the history of Valentine's Day, we get our first clue about where we can stand as love and death compete today. We can start by recalling that the holiday that we call Valentine's Day is actually a day devoted to a Christian saint, Saint Valentine, who died for his loving commitment to his faith. He was an ancient, active Christian who lived in the early centuries of the church. And there's several competing stories about what he did and how he was martyred. And we may never get to the final truth or the fullness of all the stories. But the stories in our church tradition tell us that he was an early Christian priest. And he lived in Rome. And he was imprisoned and martyred by the Roman government in 268 AD. Tradition tells us that he was caught marrying Christian couples and otherwise aiding Christians who are being persecuted by the Roman government. His holiday celebrates people who take risks for love, all people who take risks for love, whether that's falling in love in the first place and being brave enough to tell someone, or whether that's for helping lovers find and sanctify their love in holy matrimony. But the emperor caught him and imprisoned him and executed him for his faith and for his acts of Christian kindness. So it turns out, in a very practical way, love and death have been a part of Valentine's Day from the very start. What have you risked for love? Risk requires danger, always, even when the reward can be absolutely wonderful. So Valentine loved fiercely enough to face the risk of death for people he loved. And he died for a faith he devoted his life to. And the Valentine's Day cards and gifts that we exchange have a very deep taproot that goes back centuries to love that nurtures other people, and love that inspires brave action. The feast day of St. Valentine stretches all the way back to the year 496, when that day was first commemorated by Pope Galerius. He named it St. Valentine's Day and included Valentine among those whose names are justly revered by men, but whose acts are known only to God. Whose acts are known only to God. And that is our second clue about how Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday can nestle inside one another like Russian nesting dolls, rather than only competing against one another. At their ancient core, both holy days are remembering the value of doing acts which are known and recognized by God, even if no one else notices or cares that we are doing them. St. Valentine's list of Christian acts is unfinished and incomplete by human standards, but the list is fully known to God. And with St. Valentine as our model, we can be a bit more fearless in practicing love that nurtures and inspires, whether anyone is noticing or not. And we can be a bit more determined to practice sacrifices and disciplines that will tune our hearts for heaven, whether anyone else notices or not. So if we give up wine or chocolate or gossip or anger, and no one notices, God still notices. And if we practice silent prayer, or practice forgiveness, or practice giving up anger or worry for these next 40 days, and no one notices, it's still enough. It's taking that risk for love's sake that really matters. And if we leave an anonymous gift or card today, as a Valentine, we can do it to honor St. Valentine, but we can also do it for the start of Lent, where our piety is practiced in secret and love is shared secretly, but to nurture and inspire other people. It turns out they're twisted up together after all. Today, if we're brave enough to put ashes on our foreheads and pause to remember the fleeting preciousness of the one life we are each given, while most of the world is engaged in a completely different holiday, that is fine. Because we're not doing it for the world, we're doing it for ourselves and for the God that we love. We ash our foreheads not to show off or to be arrogant about our faith, but because we are Christian believers. We take on a symbol of love and death on our foreheads in the name of our Christian faith and to honor the Savior who died for each of us. So today, with both holidays colliding and unfolding together, may we ground ourselves in love and wear our ashy crosses with quiet confidence. Love does conquer death. God has been telling us that for millennia. And Jesus calls us to turn and repent and claim the abundant life that he gives to us. Amen.
Amen.